Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Oh, happy Halloween, Sunseekers! What is the spookiest night of the year? Sunseekers, welcome! Oh, it's going to be a kind of a crazy Halloween this year. So much going on. Oh my God, getting the kids ready for school, getting the costumes ready to go. Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life on a very special edition of the Tyler Glenn Show. Beach Bunkers all decked out for Halloween, and we are ready for some baseball, aren't we?
Halloween Sunseekers, time to trick or treat and hit the beach.
Time to trick or treat, hit the beach. I don't know about that. I don't know if we're going to have beach time. It's going to be trick or treating and baseball. Coming up on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life, we've got a jam-packed Halloween edition of the show today. Bars in Toronto are absolutely bursting. You think you've got a busy morning? Imagine running a bar in Toronto. And how about this? Baseball tickets, six figures tonight. $100,000. $100,000. You got $100,000 to see baseball tonight? And are you nosebleed? I want to know. Also, daylight savings time. We got clocks to change, too. We're going to be falling back an hour this weekend. So we got trick-or-treating. We got the Jays. We got daylight savings time to worry about. We've got Zeller's reopening. They were successful yesterday in Edmonton for cracking the doors open on the new Zeller's. We'll take a look inside, see if Zeddy's home. We will see if they've got the cafeteria up and running as they used to. We'll take a look at that. And we've got all kinds of Halloween stuff. Of course, lots of treats for you this morning. I am going to be out on the road later today. Boy, I'm going to have a busy day. I'm going to be taking in Hairball at Skydancer tonight and trying to monitor the Jays game. We'll be doing a live stream at 6 o'clock. So, if you want to, and I've got a really cool costume. God, for once in my life, see, today I am dressed as a Hawaiian tourist. And I think, it goes with the theme of the show, I'm thinking. If you're dressed up, DM me a picture today, okay? Because I want to see your costume. I haven't had two costumes, I don't think, ever. I will be dressed up for the live stream tonight, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But it's pretty friggin' awesome. A little bit distracting, even. We will do the live stream 6 till 7 at Skydancer tonight. And those guys are going to be dressed up as Twisted Sister and Alice Cooper. And, I'm going to be monitoring all kinds of things at once. So it's going to be a really fun day. Today is the final day for the $20 free gas card, the Shell gas card for Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, okay? So if you're getting some work done over at Murray's today, 1500 Richmond Avenue, get a multi-point inspection, and they're going to give you a $20 Shell gas fuel card. Today is the final day. Go see them at Murray Certified Service Express. Trick or treat, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And just next door at 1314 Richmond is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. And that is going to mean all kinds of treats and freebies and samples. And of course, 20% off Health First products throughout the store. A chance for you to save big. Everybody will be dressed up. And, not everybody can have the regular candy. Sometimes it's sugar-free. Sometimes it's gluten-free. Sometimes folks are on keto, don't want to have any sugar. They've got all that stuff at Headley's Health Hut, along with the best selection of vitamins, supplements, and all your high-protein, pure cosmetic goods, gluten-free food items, and a whole lot more. So go and help celebrate Halloween and celebrate Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue. And trick-or-treat at Leon's Furniture Superstore, Victoria Avenue West in Brandon, 3635 Victoria West. It's the Black Friday sale starting early. They have got great deals on select sofas, select sofa beds, mattresses, and as we told you earlier this week, they have expanded your ability to not pay. How cool is this? Other than the taxes and the fees, take 3 years to pay with 0% interest and 36 equal monthly payments plus free local delivery on purchases of $7.99 or more before taxes. That's at Leon's Furniture Superstore. Happy Halloween from Leon's in Brandon's West End. Ticket prices for the game tonight are out of this world. Absolutely insanity. How wild? You can see it right here. $108,900 per ticket. So if you and the missus want to go check out the Jays game tonight and you want to have front row seats, you're going to get seen on TV. You're going to have beers and hot dogs brought to you. But then, like, that's a $200,000 touch. Hotel rooms start at $1,500. So if we had to kind of tally that up, you're looking at a quarter mil for tickets. Then you got to get to the game. Your hotel for the whole weekend's going to set you back. And meals, let's say 10 grand. You're looking at about a $300,000 to $400,000 investment to take it VIP style at the World Series. But, and what if they don't win tonight? Then what? Those seats normally at a normal game go for $1,000. Second row seats near the Jays dugout have a face value of $7,500. They're now listed at $52,450. General admission is $1,800 to $2,100. 500 level is $2,400. This is insane. This is absolutely, I think this could be a record breaker. Zumba Bernice says that Toronto will be fire all weekend long. Have fun. Can you imagine running a bar or restaurant in Toronto?
At this point, caffeine is a food group right now in this place. We're just going through a lot of it. We always throw a big Halloween party. How do you plan for that, right? Like, so we are trying to do our best to balance out both needs.
October can be a challenging month for the restaurant industry, but this year it's busier than ever.
This time of the year, in any other year, we'll probably only have like 40, 50 people on the staff at this time. Right now, we have about 100. They're all working full-time hours.
Over at the Score on Queen, the same story. Double the patrons, double the staff, and holding out hope for a dry night.
Typically, end of October, November is not patio season, but Toronto loves to hold on to summer as long as we can. And, you know, our capacity out there is so massive that as long as it doesn't rain, we're going to have a ton of TVs, lots of propane, lots of heat. We're going to try and make the party outside.
Nice. That would be fun to watch it outside.
He says Halloween always brings out a rowdy crowd, but isn't shying away from the energy, rather taking part in it.
I think I'll probably wear my Max Scherzer costume, so it'll be good. Yeah.
All of this patronage means more money is being spent. You know those machines you tap your card on? Most of those are run by Moneris. According to their card machines, restaurants across the city during Game 1 of the World Series saw a 10% increase in transaction volume and a 5% increase in transaction size.
When people are feeling good, they're more likely to order that last round of drinks.
In Game 2, when the Jays lost, Moneris recorded just a 2% lift in spending across the city.
If it was a win in Game 2, I think that number closer to the 10% that we saw in Game 1.
So here's the question. If you have tickets to Friday night's game, can you wear your Halloween costume? Well, the answer is yes. Halloween costumes are permitted as long as they adhere to Rogers Center fan policies. So no masks and costumes must be family friendly. No blood, no guts, no gore. There's enough heart-stopping moments as it is.
Trying to celebrate Halloween and dole out candy at the same time.
It's going to be a big battle for attention this Halloween, with many trick-or-treaters hoping to get their fill of candy. But the streets could grow eerily quiet as the Toronto Blue Jays hope for sweet success in Game 6 of the World Series at the same time.
Oh, well, thankfully I have my phone, so probably both.
Oh, we'll be giving out candy and watching the Jays game. So we'll have a bowl here and we'll have the TV on and we'll be ready to go.
I think that's going to happen clear across the country. So how are you going to do it? Are you even going to watch the game tonight? Not everybody's a baseball fan, and it's okay. Some people won't be watching the game tonight. I don't know where those people are. I think everybody in the country will at least have it on their phone. They'll be following it online to some degree to make sure that they stay in the loop on what is happening tonight. Go Jays, go! Sunseekers, woo! It's the Beach Bunker Band. Thanks, Tara. Tara and the Beach Bunker Band. Let's hear it for them. Yeah, woo! Got our very own house band here at the Beach Bunker, and pumpkins are set up. Look at my carving job, hey? 53% of Canadians said they celebrated Halloween this year. 83% say that they'll do it again this year. I'm surprised it's that low, actually. It is the second most popular holiday of the year, second only to Christmas. The average Canadian spent $67 on Halloween this year. That is everyone, regardless of age, $67. If you're a parent, though, that doubles to $121. One-third of Canadians spent $100 or more. 47% of Canadians say they'll hand out candy tonight, while about a third plan to decorate their homes or have them decorated already. 83% of kids old enough to trick-or-treat are expected to do so. Chocolate is king. More than 70% of households handing out stuff tonight, it will be chocolate. 3 in 4 treats to go in that little sack will be chocolate tonight. So some fun stats on tonight's action, and we'll have to wait to see. I think 80% of Canadians will have the baseball game on as they are handing out treats. There's a Halloween party tonight at the Elkhorn Resort. That is going this evening. $25 to check that out. That is at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake. There is going to be prizes. There is going to be fun. There is going to be all kinds of entertainment and, of course, great Halloween music. That is happening tonight at the Elkhorn Resort, the Ghosts and Ghouls Gala event. Family-friendly, open to all. Best dress prizes, cash bar. Do pre-register to get your tickets, okay? 848-2802. That's 204-848-2802. If you're looking for a Halloween party tonight at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, as Thursdays at the Clarso Spa continue into winter, by the way. We'll have more on that coming up next week. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. EVs don't have to be scary. No, they had some great costumes at Murray's from years gone by. I love this one. This is, I think, some of the admin crew. Murray Correctional, there they are with their mugshots. Oh, I think I know who that is. I know who's under the mask anyway. I don't know who the character is. And there's some witches, some very scary witches. And again, don't let an EV scare you. You're going to be, you know what? You know who should be scared of EVs? The gas companies, because they you don't need the gas anymore. They're quiet to ride, very low on maintenance, and of course, huge savings once you make that initial investment. Get all your questions answered in or out of costume at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And from everybody at Tim Hortons, happy Halloween. You guys are also looking good in costume. I like the Tim Hortons drive-thru costume. That's a classic idea right there. Just a cardboard box. This is a good one for next year, in case you missed this. Happy Halloween from the crew at Tim Hortons. Of course, Craveable wraps are here, too, for $7. They come in Chipotle and Ranch. And, of course, we are going to switch gears to the Holiday Smile Cookies next week. Oh, we're going to have more information on Holiday Smile Cookies, because you know the calendar tonight at midnight. Everything just goes Christmas. And so we'll have more on that coming up next week and more on the NHL trading card nights coming up at the two Tim Hortons locations, one in Brandon on 18th Street, the other one in Dauphin on Main Street. They're super popular as the NHL trading cards are back at your local Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Who is waiting for Zellers to come back to Manitoba? Zellers announced yesterday that they plan to be in every major market in the country by the end of next year, which would mean Winnipeg. We want Zellers. We want. This is yesterday in Edmonton. Oh, they did have Zeddy.
We hope that you love the new and improved Zellers, and we are so proud and honored to bring the iconic brand back to Canadians. Zeddy, we're going to
just when you thought Zellers was done.
There
no, Zellers, Derek right. is not done.
Isaac, would you like to?
Zellers as well? Is back.
Sure, great,
back.
Thank you. All right.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God. People are excited about Zellers. It sounds like Winnipeg most certainly will be getting one next year.
I can't believe that it's finally open. I've been awake since 4 a.m. waiting to come here. And I was at the mall at 9:15 waiting for the stores to open, for this store to open.
Janine Daniel was there in August when the Zellers signs went up. She has been waiting ever since for a chance to see inside.
It's kind of like my a kid in a candy store. Oh.
Others were glad to see the Canadian chain back, remembering the department store from their fondest memories.
I used to work for Zellers in Lethbridge many years ago, and it was a great store and a great group of people to work with, and I'm so happy they're back.
For some Edmontonians, stepping into Zellers for the first time, they've learned about Zellers.
Yeah, in social studies, actually. Yeah, we talked about it. Daddy hyped us up.
He made the experience worthwhile.
All right, there you go. So they're teaching it in school. That's a good thing. That's good. So I'm rather excited. I think that if we had a Zellers, we should have a retail face-off next week. Zellers versus Costco. Who's got the bigger lineup when the store opens? Now, I know firsthand, you don't mess with Canada. Zellers is a Canadian store. Costco is an American store. We have our elbows up. I know that I don't think anybody's going to be at Costco November 13th. I think it's going to be a ghost town. I'm kind of concerned that they spent a lot of money investing in that beautiful, brand new, big Costco, knowing full well that Zellers could be coming and that it's elbows up and Canada knows how to take care of its own. Coo, 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 coo. Right? Yes? No? Excited? Costco? Zellers? Yay! Zellers is back, baby, and so is daylight savings time. Don't forget to change your clock. Everybody loves falling back. It is right up there. You know, when we were talking about some of the best holidays of the year, you've got Christmas, you've got Halloween, and then you've got daylight savings time. Everyone loves it. Why can't we do this all the time? It's so fantastic.
I think it's kind of dumb.
My take on daylight savings time, I wish it didn't exist.
I hate it.
A new report by mattress company Endy suggests that people across Canada feel drained and unmotivated, particularly in the fall and winter when clocks turn back.
It takes our body quite a bit of time to readjust, especially when we start to get into the winter months where at 6 p.m. I'm ready for bed because it's getting dark outside, it's colder.
You're a senior citizen. That's what that's doing. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the time change. Come on.
Nearly half of Canadians report feeling more tired. 30% feel less motivated after the time change and struggle to maintain healthy habits and routines.
It really throws off our circadian rhythm. Now, our body is used to a certain type of sleep-wake cycle. And when we throw that off, then it's really hard to become alert.
All of this impacts productivity, a concern for workers and employers alike. Ngozi suggests being proactive about the time change.
So for me, I actually in the evening change my clocks right away.
She also recommends getting a blue light lamp to help regulate your sleep. Another tip, don't squander that extra hour. Young Canadians in particular tend to waste that bonus hour scrolling on social media or watching TV.
Kind of messes with my sleep a little bit and like... it's just a bit annoying to get used to.
Food for thought this weekend when most of us will fall back. Some exceptions include the Yukon and much of Saskatchewan.
And I don't think Hawaii doesn't either. I think Hawaii doesn't fall back either. And it really, technically, we get an extra hour of sleep. Or if you're at the bar, I think some bars give you an extra hour of drinking time. So there's that too. Yay, time change. As for Zellers, Quinn says, all Zellers needs to do is offer a $1.25 hot dog deal. I think that's genius. How about let's make it even 99 cents? I kid you not. That hot dog is pretty outstanding. Cindy wants to know if they're having a food court at Zellers. We will be on the lookout for that. We will be on the lookout for the Zellers food court. Zellers is back in a big way. Security cameras are all over the place. Everyone's got a camera in their hand with their phone, and sometimes you can get some shots that are very scary. If you have some last-minute trick-or-treats you need, Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local Co-ops of Westman. Not only do they have treats, but they've got food for tonight. Hit the deli up, get yourself some big sandwiches, some pizzas to pop in the oven. You're going to love their pizzas. They've got the big slab pizzas. Feed the whole family one slab. I think they're like $15. Brisket on sale this weekend, $5 a pound. Get some fried chicken so that you can get out the door and get to some trick-or-treating. That's at your co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Kuiper's Family Bakery, quick hot dogs are a good idea too. Get your hot dog buns at Kuiper's Family Bakery. As the kids are getting the chocolate treats, why don't you treat yourself to a beautiful big cinnamon bun, maybe with some cream cheese icing. Maybe those sweet Halloween treats aren't your thing. Maybe you need a sausage roll or pizza bun. They've got a delectable bunch of treats, including monster cookies. I mean, it is the season of monsters, so get some monster cookies at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They are the most famous and most beloved cookie in all of Manitoba. Monster cookies from Kuiper's Family Bakery. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, next to Tasty's. Sunrise Credit Union, again, this is the final day to apply for some funding with the Building Communities Grant Program. It's just a couple-page application form. If you want to take part in that, a chance to get some financial support from our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, just visit their website at sunrisecu.mb.ca. And just make sure you do it by the end of the day today, because they've got some financial assistance and want to help out people doing great things in the community. And speaking of people doing great things in the community, Andrea sent me a note yesterday from EPLA office. They're going to have a week-long open house. Most people have open houses. It's one day. They're going to do an entire week. That is next week, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. It's a come and go event. There's going to be prizes. They're going to be collecting food for the food bank, collecting donations for the food bank. And most importantly, they just want to say hi and thank you for your continued support and to celebrate the new digs at EPLA office. Okay, so that all begins on Monday. A chance for you to win some amazing prizes. I can't wait to check it out. Watch for pictures and video. And better yet, pop in there again anytime, 8:30 to 4:30 at EPLA office, and see their new digs. And there's going to be a lot of fun next week for a week-long open house celebration. EPLA office, 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC on 18th. How is that even possible? There it goes. How? There's no one on the motorbike. Uh-oh. ghost whispers, "I'll kill you," at 47 seconds and clicks the door handle. We're going to need some sound here. You can hear it. You can hear it. Could you hear it there? "I'll kill you. I'll kill you." I would be moving. House for sale. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Hey, if you're looking for a time waster to get you to trick-or-treating and the boss isn't around, I will put this link. Speaking of ghosts, I'll put this link on my website at tylerglennshow.com. You know what this is. You know what this is. Greatest game known to man. And it's all about the ghosts. Here I go. This is me. I'm afraid of no ghosts. Oh, yeah. Get away from me. Woo! You come back here, you ghosts. Oh, I missed him. See, I'm getting in my my video game quotient here on Twitch. Oh, I get him. There we go. I'm gonna take that, you ghosts. Oh, I got two of them. See, I get an extra man. Yeah. Instead of power pellets, though, they're eyeballs. How cool is that? Oh, crap. I'm dead. Happy Halloween, Sunseekers. I'm going to be at Skydancer later today for a hairball Halloween celebration. Go, Jays, go. Enjoy your Halloween. Get lots of treats and no tricks, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.